Okay, so we are coming to the second last agenda number 7, residential development at 7 Kai Hing Road paper 喺大家度，因为都系上次讨论过嘅，咁我哋都即系会有翻 proponent carry property 嘅 Miss Ida Leung 同埋呢个。Howard Partner 嘅 Mr. Tony Mui 同埋 Mr. Sid Low， LDHR 嘅 Mr. Dixon Hui 同埋 Miss Winnie Wu 同埋 Mr. Rico Wen， 咁就呢個個案其實上次都討論過㗎，咁委員都俾咗意見，咁亦都主席都會照例問翻大家有冇 conflict of interest， 咁就主席自己要提出 conflict of interest， 因為亦都有個人亦都有幫呢個發展商有一啲工作要做，嗰個唔係依單係其他嘅，咁所以我亦都要得啊。Nick Brook 咧 ，thanks Nick Brook for kindly agree to chair take the chairmanship of this meeting, this agenda. So I will pass the chairmanship to Nick.
Welcome everybody to the night shift. welcome to the proponents. We've had an interest declared, the chairman's had to declare interest, so I've taken over. Who is going to present today?
I'm Dixon Ho from LD Asia.
Well done. Would you like to brief us? As you know, members were concerned last time, particularly on
in
terms of the massing of the scheme. So you could address that particularly in your response. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Chairman and all the members, before I present our revised scheme, maybe I go back to mention a few key points and the background of our site and the PCS scheme and the key comments raised in the last meeting. So the site is located in the Kowloon Bay area and is shown here in the Kai Tong South Apon corner. According to the OZP, the zone is zone C2 with a number of restrictions, including the maximum potential of 9.5 for a non-domestic building, 5 for domestic building, and maximum site coverage of 65%, and a maximum building height control of 100 meter MPD, and also the site is required to provide a 20 meter setback from the to provide a waterfront promenade. In the surrounding context, the site is next to an approved residential development, as you can see from here. It's a bound site, and on the other side of the development is a planned open space. And behind it, there are a number of existing commercial buildings and planned commercial development. Here is the PCS scheme that we have presented to the committee. We are based on the OZP restriction to formulate this scheme and also various design considerations in coming to this scheme. The site area is only about 4,000 something, and due to the provision of a 20 meter setback from the waterfront, the net site area is only 50 meters times 60 meters. And we have about a population of 5, maximum building height of 100 MPD, and there are a fee number of blocks, and so on. So, in the previous meetings, we have received a number of good suggestions for our considerations. The first one is request for more variation in building form. The second one is to reduce the height, the length of building facade funding the waterfront promenade, which is this part. And also, any chance for the orientation of block T2, which is this tower, to open up the southwestern corner, which is next to the open space. Now, based on all these comments, we have come up with a revised scheme to address all these comments. And the layout and the disposition is adjusted accordingly. However, all the previous parameters remain unchanged. So the first one is the revised building form. So as compared to a previous scheme, we have adopted more variation of building form to enhance the visual interest of the proposed development and also to the users of the surrounding areas. The second thing is by we orient the tower T2, we have reduced the building facade funding directly the water prominent, so that if the impact to here will be more open. And also, the tower T2 is also reoriented in another block form, so that this corner could be opened up for another open space and join up with the future open space, as you can see from here. So at the same time, along this facade, which is the open space, you see this facade, this will also open up as well. In considering this scheme, we have also considered the later scheme as proposed in the adjacent site. As you can see from this diagram, our revised scheme is also compatible with the surrounding development, so that you can view this development as an overall integrated development instead of a standalone piece of different development, which is very compatible to each of the other in terms of architectural language and the visual perspective. We would like to invite members to further comment on our revised theme, and if the member have no further comments, then we will go ahead for the forthcoming Session 16 application. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? No. Right, thank you. I think to be fair to applicant or proponent, this is a very constrained site, and obviously they've done their best to address the points you raised last time. Members' comments, observations, please. Sujata?
Chairman, I would like to know if the 6-meter wide building gap or next to the site, is that a requirement on the right-hand side? Because I think one of the things that was suggested in the last meeting was to move the tower so that there's a gap between the towers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I know it's a constrained site, but I think you could easily move that and then get the gap in the middle, and also you can have the gap they had originally on the other direction horizontally as well. So it could provide more permeability. I know the towers are different and this is the podium, but again, it's creating that wall that we talked about all often,
mm-hmm.
and maybe better if it had those gaps and could be connected at upper level still. Thank you.
Thank you. I seem to recall that the planning department had a view on the 6 meters. Is that right?
This is not a planning
requirement. It's not a planning requirement. I see. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Any other comments, members? Oh, proponent, you're getting off easily. Could you respond to this particular point? Because it was raised last time, the idea that you move the, separate the towers and you create that a 6-meter gap between the towers as against down one side?
The 6 meter is not a planning requirement, but an air ventilation requirement. Yeah, and we have incorporated the 6 meter gap retained in the revised scheme accordingly. Yeah.
When you say air ventilation requirement, that's EPD or who?
Also from planning department.
We don't have the air ventilation requirements as such. Can you please explain?
Department claiming it's not them.
I think maybe urban design section. In our previous meeting with urban design section, they mentioned that
maybe a comment from our urban design team, but it's not a statutory requirement.
Right, okay, it's a suggestion.
Yeah, but they quite insist on that, because in approving the adjacent department development, which is this one, in the time member discussion, they are required to provide a 9 meter, and also in that approval, they also require this part to provide a 15-meter gap for air ventilation. That's why in this scheme, we have provide...
You merged the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that we actually realize this intention in this scheme.
what would you, I mean, if the urban design department were less adamant, would you welcome the opportunity to separate the blocks?
We have a concern about all the three buildings are linked up without any building gaps. That's our concern. Of course, we will suggest the applicant to provide air ventilation corridor. But at the same time, we will strongly suggest they have a building gap between, especially, say, T2 and T3. Thank you.
Would you welcome the opportunity to separate T2 and T3?
I think, as mentioned originally, this scheme is extremely narrow, with a very narrow frontage, and there may be very limited chance to, given that we have already proposed a 6-meter gap here, and we have to provide a setback from this side, and as you can see...
So all we're suggesting is you ease T3 to the right, if I may put it that way, and the 6-meter gap is created between T3 and T2.
I think on this issue, we can discuss further with urban design about the urban design session about this requirement and clarify further about this point.
Would it help you if we gave you a bit of weight? If we were to suggest that we think it would be very advantageous to separate?
Yeah, definitely. We welcome any weight from the committee.
Well, when I sum up, we can address that then.
Because we have discussed with them on a number of meetings, and we are given the understanding that this 6 meter is untouchable.
Oh, okay. KY and then Maggie. KY, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I must first declare that when the site adjacent site applied for the Section 16 application in the MPC, Metro Planning Committee, I was there, and I seem to recall, well, Eric can correct me if I'm wrong, that when during the discussion there was concern that at the time there was the site adjacent, well, it became a sort of curtain blocking ventilation for the buildings and area behind. So probably that was the reason why there needs to be a bigger gap, right? But on the other hand, whether you shift T3 to the left or to the right, you still have a gap, right? I do not see the difference on whether it's a 15-meter gap or it's a 9-meter gap, plus another gap of 6 meters on the other side of this building. Right. So I personally, I do not see it must be up to 15 meters, right? For ventilation purposes. But of course, I think the best thing is we express. I suggest that we express our will,
right?
And then Eric, who will have to follow up with the Section 16 application anyway in due course, can work with his colleagues in landscaping.
Okay, thank you, KY. Maggie, please first.
Really, just to say that I'm sure that the last discussion we had was more the fact that we wanted to have a break between T2 and T3 than anything else.
Mm.
And it was actually suggested that they should move over that 6 meters, so we had the 6 meters in the middle.
Mm.
And in any event, I would have thought there'd have been some concerns on the visual impact of this wall around the corner. I mean, that can't be a good idea,
mm-hmm.
no matter what you're trying to do on air ventilation. And as the one solves the air ventilation, surely that's better than having this great wall of buildings right on the waterfront, on that corner.
Thank you. Please.
Yep.
Thank you.
Just to get it into perspective, not that we'll always like to get to the lowest common denominator, but the block on the adjacent block, T1, T2, and 3, are there any gaps in between those three blocks? So they're all connected in the adjacent block.
Right.
Okay. So that's why we don't need to go to the lowest common denominator. Then my question is, I think I have certain expectation based on the discussion from last time, but if we were to reorientate, that would actually provide some gaps in between the buildings. So that's my expectation from last discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Sam, please.
I
but to support what Vivian said, because otherwise what's the point? What the reason we suggested the whole thing is to have gaps between the three buildings and not to have a walled effect. And we had a wall now and we just have a corner, but it's still a walled effect.
GFA, I suspect.
Okay. Any other comments, members? Proponent, want to react to the comments?
I wish to recall a point that we remember from within the I recall from a number of meetings that the 50 meters is due to the assessment of previous AVA, there's proof that the 15 meter between the two sides with an air gap of 50 meters, there is something like that, would be the most effective mean in terms of air ventilation. Instead of two separate 6 meter or 9 meter gap separately, which is separated by only one single box. But we can further check with urban design and relevant department on this requirement.
Yeah, I think to be fair, we're trying to strike a balance, obviously. And
In our PCS scheme, we want to mention that in our PCS scheme, we want to strike a balance. That's why we provide a 6 meter gap here and also a feet, another gap here.
Yeah.
And end up, we are giving another view. That's why we come up with this scheme.
Yeah.
And because our site is really very narrow and small, it's only 25% of the site adjacent to us. And we have actually not much scope to play around. And this is the best that we can offer. So I think it's a matter between shifting this gap, either follow the previous version or stick to here, or if not, is the spare this 6 meter between these two boxes. So it's only option A, B, or C, honestly.
Understood. I mean, my sense, just listening to members, is that revised scheme is marginally better, if you like. But really, we would like, from a visual impact perspective, and I appreciate there are obviously other considerations, but visual impact perspective, we'd like to see some separation between T2 and T3.
And
if it was possible to shift the 6 meter gap, then we would be very, I think from a visual impact perspective, we'd like to see it done.
Sure. Okay, we will check with urban design and see whether we come back with whether we stick to this one or we allow a gap between tower T2 and T3. No, thank you.
Is that fair, members? We live in a world of compromise, I'm afraid. But
thanks a lot.
This is a very tight site,
yep.
I think. Just a point of interest, you have to set back 20 metres. Will you have a responsibility for constructing the waterfront? And for managing that waterfront in the interim? What are the arrangements on the waterfront?
Yes, we need to design and hand over... compete and hand over to the government in future.
Are we at some stage?
It is the same arrangement as the adjacent development.
Fine.
Approved development.
Are we at some stage going to see from your design for that part of the waterfront?
Similar to the adjacent development, upon given the approval from the Townland Board, there is an approval condition to do the relevant detailed design and submit to relevant departments for further vetting. And
I think at some stage we'd like to see how you integrate your part of the waterfront with the adjacent waterfront and how you're going to lay it out. Not necessarily now, but we'd like to see what you're going to do.
No problem. I think we can send a detailed proposal in future.
Okay, come and see us with the proposal.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, we're looking for an integrated solution, one that links through both to the new park and to the development adjacent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Vincent, can I hand the parcel back to you? Thank you.
Yes. And make sure that your time control is much better than I do.